Kyle.
Hi, this is Faye calling from Family First Care. I'm calling
Hi.
from Patricia.
Yes, so I'm waiting for the doctor. So the doctor said because there's a lot of scamming going on, he didn't want to fill out the form until he sees their appointment. It's Thursday at 11:30 a.m. So as far as the first assessment part is done, the second assessment part is done, he sees my mom at 11 because he wants to talk to her, and I guess I don't put eyes on it before he fills it out, he said.
No problem. If you have any trouble with the doctor filling it out, we do have a telehealth doctor who can do it over the phone and send it in directly to me if that's easier for you.
Oh, no, no. I'll wait for her doctor.
Okay. No problem.
That's her doctor. And then,
so we're just waiting on that.
The procedure. And so the, what happens after that? We're waiting for the financial. But the financial, everything should be fine because everything's going through the state with her.
Right. So, oh, you're saying she's doing Act 150? What is she doing? What program?
What do you mean? She's on the disability, everything.
Oh, but the financial part is not just income. It's also about assets. So they ask for a 5-year look back of bank statements for her. They ask for if she has any assets, we have to prove them. So that would be life insurance.
None. She has nothing.
Nothing. Okay. All right. So it's more or less the bank statements. But I'll help you with that once we have the doctor's form submitted and, you know, her case is moved down to the county, which is where we verify the financial part of it.
Okay. So should I get a head start on it?
Definitely, if you can. She's going to need 5-year look back of all accounts. The 5-year look back means 2023 until present is all statements. And then from 2020 until 2023, it's 2 per year. So they take January and July of 2020, 2021, 2022, and then 2023 till present is all the statements.
How do I get that? Just call the bank?
Yeah, you could call the bank. You could get it. The easiest way to do it is if she has the app or online account, you could just download it from there. And
she
then
she doesn't have that. She'll not do all that.
No? Okay. So, yeah, you could call the bank. You could go down. Whatever is easiest for you.
Okay. That's a lot.
I know. It's a lot of documents. But if she doesn't really have any assets, that will be, you know, that will be most of it.
And then what happens after that?
So after that, we'll submit the statements to the county assistance office. They do take a while to review the documents and, you know, submit them for approval. But once that's done, they send her case for approval. And if she is approved, she will get a service coordinator assigned from Keystone who will come down, do an assessment on her to determine how many hours per week she needs, and then submit that for approval to the insurance. The insurance will approve the hours and send us an authorization, and we're ready to start.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, I guess I'll talk to you on Thursday. In the meantime, we'll get the bank stuff, and then I'll try to put everything in.
All right. Perfect. So we'll work. If you have any questions or if you need anything before then, give us a call, okay?
Thank you.
No problem. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.